Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Walakum fi Rasulillah iswatun hasana. And in the Prophet, you have the best of example. We have to make sure as Muslims that we keep the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam alive in our lives. And that is by following his tradition and his sunnah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, not only the things that he said is a hujjah and an evidence on us, but also his actions. We have to try to imitate him to the best of our ability in order to be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we will look at some of the traditions or sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that he used to do, that maybe me and you, if we learn and apply and practice, we can be like him too. First and foremost, the most noticeable sunnah and tradition of the Prophet was his akhlaq, his impeccable, immaculate morals and ethics. To the extent that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kana hasan al-khuluq, that the Prophet was in the best of morals. Now, saying the best of morals, obviously, it's a big word. It encompasses every aspect of morality into it. And we'll try slowly to break that into more smaller segments that we can understand and hopefully apply. But first of all, me and you, we need to try to always aim higher. Many people, when they look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they only want to apply one thing. One short, smaller aspect of the Prophet. For example, what he does when he wakes up, what he does when he walks, what he does when he sleeps. That's one part. As Muslims, we should aim higher. I need to aim to have the best of akhlaq, ahsan al-khuluq, as Imam Sadiq says. If that's my aim, if that's my goal, then my search and my journey towards becoming like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be a lot easier, because I'm looking to achieve something even more, something even greater. And we know that people with small goals in life, people with a small mindset and their focus on a specific thing, they never reach it because their mentality is very limited. So when we look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, let us expand our horizon. Let us look at him as he is the goal that we need to achieve. Many ulama, many scholars, many mystics, they've reached what they've reached only because they wanted to be like the Prophet. Not one aspect of him, not one particular sunnah of his, but they wanted to be the whole package. Everything about the Prophet, they wanted to be. So inshallah, in this episode and other episodes to come, we will look at some of the things that made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam the man that we know, the greatest human being to ever walk on the plains of this planet. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا
نصرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We were saying before the break that we need to aim higher to be like the Prophet, the whole package. One aspect of the Prophet that sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that sadly gets unnoticed is that we never thank the Prophet enough. I mean, he brought the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought the best of messages that ever was sent to mankind. And he went through so much hardship just so me and you could enjoy a better life in this world and an everlasting happiness and joy in the hereafter. But we haven't thanked him enough for that. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, "Kana Rasulullah مُكَفَّرًا لَا يُشْكَرْ مَعْرُوفُهُ." The Prophet used to do so much, but no one would thank him for his hard work and his efforts. And he even says that his blessings and his hard work was known to Quraysh, known to the Arabs, known to the Persians, known to non-Arabs and non-Muslims. And no one has thanked him for that. Thanking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not merely saying thank you, O Messenger, but rather it's trying to imitate him, becoming a version of him for people to see. So when we look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we shouldn't just admire him as a person. Rather, we need to imitate him. Let me say this hadith and we will end this topic with. In talking about the Prophet's akhlaq and morality, in the book of Irshad, it's said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to yuraqqu'u thawba. He would fix his clothes and sew them by himself. وَيَخْصُفُ نَعْلَى. He would fix his own sandals as well. وَيَحْلُبُ الشَّاتِ. He would milk the cows himself. وَيَأْكُلُ مَعَ الْعَبْدِ. Sits and eats with the servants. وَيَجْلِسُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. And he sits on the ground. وَيَرْكَبُ عَلَى الْحِمَارِ. And he would ride the mules. And he says, وَلَا يَمْنَعْهُ الْحَيَاءُ أَنْ يَحْمِلَ حَاجَتَهُ مِنَ السُّوقِ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ. And he would not feel ashamed to bring and take goods from the market and carry them himself to his house. وَيُصَافُحُ الْغَنِيَّ وَالْفَقِيرُ. And he would shake hands with the poor and those who are rich. It makes no difference to him. وَلَا يَنْزَعُ يَدَهُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَنْزَعَهُ. And when he shakes hands with a person, the Prophet would never pull out his hand unless the other person pulls his hand first. وَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَى مَنْ اسْتَقْبَلَهُ مِنْ غَنِيٍ وَفَقِيرٍ. And whoever comes and greets the Prophet, be it a poor or rich, he would give them his greeting. Old or small, I mean an adult or a child, he would always say salam to them. وَلَا يُحَقَّرْ مَا دُعِيَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَوْ حَشْفَةَ تَمْرُ. And when people invite him to eat something, he would never make them feel bad for what they invited him, even if it is a piece of date, like just a small tiny piece of date. He would say, sure, I will come and I sit and eat with you. Because sometimes me and you, when we look at these things that the Prophet just, he does that I just mentioned, many of us, we feel ashamed to do. I mean, if something goes wrong with my clothes or my shoe, I would either buy a new one or would either give it to someone to fix it for me. Eating with servants and eating with slaves. And even now, for example, if I have to see workers working the streets and they invite me to come eat, I was like, nah, I'm much better than that. To sit on the ground, I wouldn't do that. To ride, you know, a very old and busted car, I would say, no, I wouldn't do that. You know, carrying watermelons and carrying things to my house, I wouldn't do that. So many things that when we compare ourselves to the Prophet, we see ourselves lacking. We are far away from the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which we need to go back and try to apply. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.